Father, we bless you this morning. We exalt you, for you are God. You are not a man. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, for you are God from beginning to the end. You are God that knows the beginning from the end. And you know the end of every situation from the beginning. You are God and you are not a man. You are God all by yourself. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name. We bow before you, O Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We honor you, Lord, this morning. Oh, Father, Lord, we bless you. You are good. You are kind unto us, for your mercy and for your grace over us. Lord, for your love that cannot be compared. Lord, we honor you. We bless your name. You are good. You are kind. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like thee? You are God. You are glorious in holiness, and you are fearful in praises. Honor unto your name. We bless you. And this morning, Lord, we ask that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 11th of February, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon you. Thank the Lord for his good, his kind, and that his mercy endures forever over your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, no evil will befall me, neither will any plague come near my dwelling. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. This day, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, my heritage is blessed. My portion in you this day is favor. I speak to you, O earth, in the name of Jesus, you will yield your increase for me. As I step on you today, in the name of Jesus, you will yield your increase unto me. In the name of Jesus, my experience this day is favor. My experience this day is the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that the light of God shines on my path. My steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. I will not walk into tragedy. I will not walk into accident. I will not walk into the trap of the evil one. I will not walk in the company of error. I will not walk in the company of perversion. I will not be perverse. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, frustration is not my portion. I will not be depressed, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. The Lord pour upon me the oil of gladness, the oil of joy and rejoicing. In the name of Jesus, for the Lord my God has set my feet upon my high places. Oh, and he has made me to walk upon my high places. The Lord is pouring out his anointing upon me for this day. Oh, my cup runs over. My cup will not be empty. My cup is full and running over. In the name of Jesus, my cup will not be empty. My head will not lack anointing. In the name of Jesus, I raise the banner of the Lord over me this day, for the banner over me is love. His banner over me is protection. His banner over me is mercy. In the name of Jesus, I go today in the strength of the Lord. Oh, as I wait upon him, in the name of Jesus, he renews my strength. I mount up with wings as eagle. I run and I am not tired. I walk and I will not be weary. For the Lord is my strength. In the name of Jesus, I speak to this day that no weapon that is packaged into you against me will prosper. They will not stand. They will come in one way and they shall flee seven places. Oh, when the enemy will come like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord is with me to raise standard against them. Oh, for the Lord God that justifies me is with me. For the Lord is my light, and the Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? For he that justifies me is with me. Who will stand against me? Who will fight me? Oh, they shall wax old as garments, and the moth will eat them up. The Lord is with me. Oh, as a mighty man of war, I declare over the doors of blessings of this day, lift up your head, O ye gate, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Oh, I declare that my blessings of this day is released in the name of Jesus. Every hand that is holding on unto my blessing, hands that is holding on unto my opportunity, I speak to you that you release them unto me in the name of Jesus. Favor becomes my experience this day in the name of Jesus. I am lifted by his word. I am lifted today. The favor of the Lord is upon me. Mercy work for me. Mercy work with me. I experience mercy. The mercy of the Lord speak for me. Anywhere I go today, anywhere I stand, the mercy of the Lord speak for me. In the name of Jesus, I am covered by the blood of Jesus. Oh, I am covered by the blood of Jesus. No evil will befall me. In the name of Jesus, every evil language, every evil voice that is in this day, I silence you in the name of Jesus. I speak the word of joy. I release the word of joy into my day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to pray for our brethren that we have been praying for. I want you to lift up your voice and remember them in your prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, you have said it in your word that by your stripes we are made whole. You have said it in your word that you send your word and your word heal and your word delivers from destruction. Father, we are sending your word to our beloved brethren that are one way or the other on the sick bed. Lord, will send your word unto them. Let your word heal them in the name of Jesus. Father, let your word break every snare of the fowler. Let your word break every yoke and every bands of sickness in the name of Jesus. Let your word bring deliverance unto them in the name of Jesus. Let your word become a refreshment and a refreshing to their soul in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we declare that every yoke of sickness is broken. Yoke of infirmity is broken over them in the name of Jesus. Every demonic expressions of sickness and infirmity is broken by your word in the name of Jesus. Is broken by your word in the name of Jesus. Father, it is your word that we lift high over them. It is your word that we are lifting high over them. Not the word of men, not the reports of men, but Lord, your own word. We hold it very high upon their life, that your word will bring deliverance, will bring restoration unto them in the name of Jesus. Father, you will renew their strength. Holy Spirit, you will be their partner. You will deepen their relationship with you beyond whatever that surrounds them, that your joy will be seen over them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray over Nigeria. Father, let your mercy reign. Father, let your mercy be upon this nation. Arise, O God, and have respect for your covenant over this nation. Oh, for the dark places of this world are full of habitation of cruelty. Arise, O God, and show us mercy. Father, arise, O God, and show us mercy in the name of Jesus, that you will break the agenda of the wicked over this nation, that they will not prosper in their enterprise in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Before we go into the word that the Lord has for us for today, let me quickly remind you of our 1 hour prayer program tomorrow, by the grace of God. Tomorrow, 12th of February 2026, the program is going to start by 12 noon. It's a 1 hour prayer launch. It's a break time prayer launch for you, a time for you to find a place and pray for 1 hour. If the Lord permits you, you can join us on site or online. The program is just 1 hour. We are going to be praying for ourselves and interceding for others as the Spirit of the Lord directs us. The Lord bless you as you partake of the program in Jesus' name. The venue of the program is still at Oluwadamilare Garden. Oluwadamilare Garden beside National Open University. And that is behind Tafo Arena along Songwelele Road at Ijokodo Junction, Ibadan. The Lord bless you as you come and as you join us online in the name of Jesus. Today, by the grace of God, we are continuing from where we stopped yesterday. arise, shine, for thy light is come. And we had a joiner yesterday, and that is the book of Mark chapter 3 verse 13 and verse 14. Our anchor scripture for the month of February: arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Now, if you look at verse 3 of that same Isaiah chapter 60, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings, that is nobles, the princes of the people, kings, to the brightness of thy rising. Now listen, dearly beloved, you cannot give what you don't have. You cannot manifest what you have not experienced. Your encounter becomes your transformation. Your transformation becomes the experience that you share with people, and that is what you manifest. Let me go over it again. You cannot manifest what you have not experienced. And this experience comes from your encounter with the Spirit of the Lord, your encounter with the Lord Himself. This encounter that you have with the Holy Spirit, with the Lord Jesus, becomes your transformation. Something that transforms your life, gives your life a complete turn around. It is not to change you. When something changes you, you can decide to turn back. But this will transform you. Your encounter with the Lord Jesus will transform you, will bring transformation into your life. And this will become an experience to you. And this is what you manifest to the world, because this is something that you have encountered in the closet with the Lord. It has transformed you, and it has become your experience. Beloved, understand this. There are things that will never become an argument to you anymore, because in your place of encounter with the Lord, your life has been transformed. And at your place of encounter, you have been given your mandate. You have been given your consecration. You have been given the pattern by which you are going to live your Christian life. So there are things that does not become an argument for you anymore. There are things that does not become a debate for you, because you have been at the place of fellowship. You have been at a place of fellowship with the Holy Spirit, and your life has been transformed. You already have your encounter. You've already gotten your mandate. He has already given you your mandate. Your purpose has been revealed to you as a child of God. You had already seen your consecration. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Beloved, understand that all this that we are talking about, all these at a counter transformation manifestation, is a product of being with the Lord Jesus in constant and consistent relationship. It's a product of you being with the Lord Jesus Christ always. Mark chapter 3 verse 13 and 14. He appointed 12 so that they would be with him. That is the first statement. He called them unto himself so that they would be with him. Because being with him brings this experience that they need. Being with him brings this encounter that they need. Being with him brings this transformation that they need. Being with the Lord gives them this wisdom that they need before they step out. He called them that they might be with him, that they would be with him. Understand this from the scripture. Christians are called little Christ because they were men and women that have stayed with the Lord Jesus, and people observed them, and they see that these people, their life is Christ-like. They were called Christian because they saw that their life were Christ-like. They had been with Jesus. They behold them, and they were able to see that their character, their manner of speaking, their way of life, these people can be called Christians, little Christians. They are like Christ. Let us call them little Christ, Christians that have been with the Lord Jesus. They have been with the Lord, their Savior. I charge you this morning, dearly beloved, arise, shine in your light of your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I am going to stop here this morning because of time and space. But I want you to go with this. He called them unto himself so that they would be with him. There is no encounter without relationship. You have to be in constant and consistent relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what will lead to your encounter. And this encounter is going to bring transformation. At your place of encounter, you would discover your mandate. You discover your consecration. You will discover that which the Lord has designed for you. understand this, that your consecration is unto God first. The first mandate that you have is unto God, not service first, to dedicate yourself to Him wholly and completely. Be with the Lord. I charge you this morning, desire relationship with the Holy Spirit. The world we have presently, things around are confusing. You have clarity and assurance when you stand with the Lord, when your anchor is holding on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. By the grace of God, we are going to continue from where we stop tomorrow. The Lord bless you as you go out today in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go this morning. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace all around in the name of Jesus. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for His coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.